live and grew up in an English-speaking environment, because I speak it every day and I speak it in class and I talk to people who are native speakers, so that would be my English language learning experience.
That's great. So, did you like those years? Like, do you enjoy them?
Yeah. I enjoy it quite a lot. Yeah, because not only I learn the language, I also understand more about the culture.
So I know, you know, American and European culture, they have difference. So what difference do you notice, because you've lived in the UK for quite a while? So yeah.
You mean between American and European culture?
Yeah, or between Hong Kong and, you know, European.
Well, it varies, because even within Europe, it still depends which country, and also even within the UK, it still depends which region. If in general, I would say the Chinese or Asian people are more conservative, and whereas the people in the Western countries are more liberal and open-minded, and that's the only general comment I can give. And I think it's quite different, but the extent could be quite different as well, depending on which country.
I see. So so you grew up in an English-speaking environment, so I think, so what's your view on English? I'm interested to know, because I talk to a lot of Hong Kong university students, and mostly, you know, they're local, and they view English as a tool to excel in exams, because especially those who have got through DSE. So I want to know, what's your view on English?
Well, undeniably, English is obviously a tool, because it's necessary in order to gain a job or gain experience or to prove yourself as competent. I think in general, I treat English as a second language, just an additional language of myself, because I think all the languages are very important, not only to communicate with people, but also to understand the background and the cultural background. And I think languages are extremely important. I'm not saying that English is more important than other languages, because each language is unique and each language deserves its value in society. So but to me personally, English is important, and it's a useful tool, but it's also as important as other languages.
I see. So I noticed in your portfolio, you also said you know how to speak French. So do you think knowing how to speak English will help a person to learn French faster?
Yes. In my opinion, yes. Because English is a very close language to French. They are both European language, so linguistically speaking, they share quite a lot of vocabulary compared to Cantonese or Chinese with French, obviously. First of all, the writing is very similar. They also use the alphabet, and also the pronunciation is not that different from that of English, but yes, obviously the grammar obviously can be quite different, but to the extent that it is not as different as between English and Cantonese.
I see. So let's move on to the second question. Do you mind telling me about your most memorable English reading experience?
It's quite a specific question, because personally, I don't really read a lot of books. Funny enough, even though I'm a law student, I don't really read a lot of books, be it fictitious or non-fictitious. My memorable reading experience, it would be definitely in class, because when I was in secondary school, my English teachers read books with us in class. So that would be my most memorable English reading experience, because during classes, we don't just read to enjoy, but we also read to analyze what's happening in the story or in the... also, we also learn the contextual background of the stories, and also about the writer, and also learn about the history of that time when the novel is written. So it's more interesting to read this way, because you analyze in more depth, not only to the meaning of the words, but also understand the background, the context of the story.
Yes, I agree with you. I think it gives it a whole... I think it kind of opens up a whole different dimension when we are learning English through English literature. So, do you remember what books your teachers had introduced to you while they were teaching you?
Well, a few that I remember were To Kill a Mockingbird. And yeah, and also Shakespeare, just quite a lot, and also poetry and short stories. And because I studied English literature for AS level, so I also read quite a lot of American novels, in the 20th century American novels. Yeah, so basically that's it. Yeah.
Do you remember any, you know, the names of the American novels you've read?
Like The Glass Menagerie. The Great Gatsby. That's what I remember.